Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is the number, and that is you can, of course, call in about anything you want. It's not brought to you by anybody except for Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
All right, of course, you can join us on the phones. You can also join us via Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM, so feel free to drop in on us there. You can send a contact request, and it will be approved once we notice it. And then after that, you can easily call us on Skype. Last night at the very end of the show, we sort of teased a story that we didn't really get a chance to get into, and that was of a state representative who has committed civil disobedience right inside the state capitol, inside the state house legislative office building, where they have these usually very boring hearings about various different legislation that's being proposed. In New Hampshire, things are a little unusual here compared to a lot of places where every single piece of legislation is given a public hearing. So if there's some sort of piece of legislation you want to come and testify to these legislators, you can do that. There are 800 some bills that have been put forth this legislative session, and every single one of those 800 bills is going to have a public airing.
Yeah, but sometimes they happen at the same time, right?
That's true.
So, you know, if you want to speak on one, you sometimes might not be able to speak on another.
That's correct. You do have to prioritize, and of course it helps to have a large movement of liberty-oriented people who are all in the same general area, like the Free State Project is doing, getting liberty-minded folks to move to New Hampshire, because then if you've got more than one liberty-minded person at the State House, you can have people in different rooms testifying on different things at different times, or at the same time, rather. So we've managed to do this, actually, already, even at this early point in the game of the Free State Project. And I think that's really exciting because we're only at about 10% of the total number of people that are expected to move here. And so that means that there could be a whole lot more participation. But already the level of participation is fairly high. And I'm just counting Free Staters. These are the people who've moved to New Hampshire, as the three of us on the show here tonight have done. There's also New Hampshire natives and the people who moved here before the Free State Project to achieve more freedom. The natives like Kyle Tasker, some of them are elected to state representative. Now, Kyle Tasker is a young guy. He's probably in his mid to late 20s. He's in at least his second term because he just got reelected in 2014. And he's a B-plus rated state rep, meaning that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an independent group that rates all of the bills as to whether or not they're liberty-oriented, and they also rate the legislators themselves, all 400 of them. Actually, I think they include the senators, so
yep.
24, I believe, senators.
25, yeah. I'm sorry,
24.
24.
Yeah, so they rate them all.
Does the executive council get rated, too?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
They're not really working on the executive council's, like, they don't pass bills, from what I understand.
No, but they do. They can prevent a bill from going through.
What the heck is an executive council?
I'm not sure about that. I thought they only authorize spending.
Right. Well, I mean, if a bill has spending attached to it.
I think it's only over a certain amount, though. I could be wrong about that.
Right.
How many councils are there? Who are all these people?
They're not authorizing all spending, right? They're only authorizing over a certain amount.
There's another layer of government in New Hampshire that is beyond the Senate and the House, which is the Executive Council.
Okay. And they meet with the governor.
Yeah, and things that are of a certain amount have to go through them in order to get passed. Is that right?
That's my understanding. I don't know for sure. If you want to correct us, please feel free at 855-450-FREE. But Kyle Tasker's a native, and he got a B-plus rating as a very liberty-oriented rep. Not quite an A, but darn close. I don't know what he's messed up on, but, nobody's perfect. And he's a great guy because I've seen him in action a number of times in the criminal justice committee. And of course, the Criminal Justice Committee is the committee that hears all the marijuana proposals. So any proposal for decriminalization, medical, legalization, it goes in front of the Criminal Justice Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And for a few years, Kyle was actually on that committee. I think he's been moved to a different committee now. But in the video that I posted over at freekeen.com, Kyle is actually speaking to the Criminal Justice Committee, and he actually brings with him some items of a unique kind of interest. I've never seen this happen before, and I'd always hoped something like this would happen because I love civil disobedience. And Derek J., I know that you're in the same boat with
big fans.
Yeah,
yep.
We made a movie together called Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, and nobody has yet done, until Kyle Tasker that I know of, civil disobedience inside the state house. Now, in your movie,
it's always been outside the state house,
right,
where people, you know, gather around the steps of the Capitol building and openly smoke cannabis.
Every year.
There have even been legislators who openly smoke cannabis.
Wasn't that last year when that happened?
I think that was. I don't remember, but
yeah.
I know I've seen it on video.
Now, I had done what I thought to be civil disobedience in the state house a couple of years ago when I handled a plastic picnic knife.
Ooh.
Now, it was my understanding of the reading of the law, and as I interpreted the reading of the law to the Criminal Justice Committee, that just me handling a steak knife in the state of New Hampshire was a felony. Now, it is true that I cannot handle a knife, but I can only handle a knife if I am using it in a deadly fashion, according to the law. So it's an extra little layer of charges that can be laid on somebody who's convicted of a felony. So, knives, not a problem. Now, a Billy's, on the other hand, is always a felony for me, and I'm not sure what a Billy's is.
Like a Billy club.
It's a stick, right? But does the stick have to be black and have, like, a grooved handle?
Yeah, you can't hold any sticks. No picking up sticks, no firewood. And what about you raise pigs? So, in a deadly fashion, that means you can't slaughter your own pigs, right?
No, that's not true. A deadly, in this circumstance, refers to humans. I did check on that.
All right.
So, I can have a bow and arrow, but I can't have a black powder pistol, for instance.
Makes sense, yeah.
If you get to see, by the way, on
bows and arrows aren't deadly?
Not unless they're employed against humans.
I see.
Same with knives. But if you've got a chance to see this video, this guy who's shooting arrows back like they did back in the day, he can, like, shoot pie pans out of the sky, three of them, throw them up and shoot them in short order.
Yeah,
so
I saw that video.
It's amazing.
Pretty neat. I've also seen someone critiquing it as BS.
Really?
As well.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. I don't know what the truth is. It's the internet. Who knows? So anyway, back to the story here from freekeen.com, and I'm hoping this gets picked up elsewhere. I put this story out as a press release because I think what Kyle did here in this committee was really noteworthy, and I'm glad you reminded me, Derek J., of the fact that legislators, at least one that I know of, have smoked cannabis in front of the state house.
Yeah.
But I don't know of anyone doing civil disobedience legislator doing civil disobedience inside the state house. That I don't know of happening in the past, but I'm glad you brought out, Mark, that you've done it in the state house.
I wouldn't say I'd done it. I thought I did it.
Well, I know Daryl did recently, our Friday night co-host. He actually challenged the one of the bureaucrats from the Secretary of State's office to arrest him for taking a picture of his ballot. Apparently in New Hampshire it's illegal to take what they're calling now a ballot selfie, where if you write down, you know, you mark your voting, what, you know, fill in the blanks kind of thing, and then you take a picture of how you're actually voting. That's apparently illegal. So Daryl brought in a photo of his ballot and displayed it and passed it around for the entire committee to see. The proposed legislation in that case was to eliminate that law. And he actually challenged the deputy of the Secretary of State's office to call the state police and have him arrested. So I guess activists have done civil disobedience inside the state house, but very, very little. And this was fairly risky because in this case, a state police officer was actually sitting right behind Kyle Tasker, observing him throughout his entire testimony, where he brings out cookies, a vaporizer, and a bottle, which is presumably full of cannabis tincture. Now, the tincture is stuff that you can sort of just use. You put it in your mouth, you swallow it, basically.
That's like what they used to have in drugstores like 100 years ago, right?
Yeah, it comes in a little dropper bottle,
yeah.
Blue dropper bottle.
Used to be legal.
Right. And so it was fascinating, and I've actually got the video footage here. We're going to play it because I think the audio is pretty amusing. I can't really do the hearing justice by recounting it because some of the jokes that are told by the state reps are actually pretty good. And so we'll share that with you here because the whole committee really just, they're already on board on this issue. They've been talked to so long for so many different, you know, there's so many different legalization, decrim bills, all these things have come in front of mostly the same committee over the years. And they've heard it all. They know that cannabis needs to be decrimmed or legalized. It's not their problem. It's been a problem with the Senate and the governor. But it's an entertaining video. We'll play the audio coming up on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number, and that's toll-free, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can actually get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners by creating content right there on the front page. You just submit whatever it is you think is interesting, maybe it's a news article or blog post, some kind of YouTube video. You submit it right there to the front page via our Reddit-based system, and then other listeners can vote on it, whether they like or dislike. You get to vote on things as well, and then we'll know what you think is interesting. And it's hard for me to imagine a better gift than Sherry's Berries. Valentine's Day is coming up in just days. We're under a week here. Your time is running out to get these delicious berries delivered straight to your loved one on Valentine's Day or before, after Valentine's Day. All we care about is you placing your order over at berries.com. Use code FTL or you will not get the special offer. The offer is, or the offers rather, because there's one deal and then there's an even better deal. The first deal is freshly dipped giant strawberries at $19.99, dipped in chocolate, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness, and topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, as well as nuts. You can go to berries.com to get yours starting at just $19.99, over a 40% savings. The way you do this is by clicking on the microphone and typing in our code, which is FTL. Plus, Free Talk Live listeners can double the berries for just $10 more. But again, you've got to use code FTL over at berries.com. These are some of the best berries you'll ever have. And the quality of the actual strawberries themselves are very good. Plus, the chocolate is also excellent on top. You really can't go wrong with this gift. Berries.com, berries.com. Use code FTL and hook yourself and your loved ones up with Sherry's Berries. And don't forget to do that extra $10 to double the berries. You will not regret it. We'll get into the video here. It's audio feed, which is very good from the State House in New Hampshire, where a state representative committed civil disobedience right in front of a state police officer. Not just any state police officer, but one of the drug warrior cops. We'll tell you about it here in a moment, give you the audio. But first, Alma is on the line in Georgia. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, sweetie. You know, last week I couldn't pick y'all up at all. I only get the full show on Saturday and Sunday on the radio station. And last night, I was waiting for it. They've been putting Sports and Mess on. Didn't come on. They put a new show on. So I called the radio station. No one was there. And a few minutes later, it was about 30 minutes later, I didn't even leave a message. I get a telephone call back from the general manager. Well, need not to
this
say
this is at nighttime?
Yeah. Sunday night, too. We tied up big time. I said, well, I was in the middle of emailing you anyway. We tied up. I said, why'd you take them off? It's the only decent show that's on the radio on your station. You took everything else off. And he goes, well, they're too radical. I've had complaints. Now, let me tell you, you had a lot of callers from this, from Tallahassee, Florida, 93.3. Mm-hmm. A lot have called y'all. I've listened, because I listen a lot. So he told a lie, but I'm pretty sure who it was who was complaining, because the name came up in the conversation, and he knows I don't, it's another radio show that I don't, me and him don't get along at all.
But, wait, you think another radio show was complaining about Free Talk Live?
He's on the same one, and he's... All he does is talk. He loves the government. Kill, 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 kill the Muslims and all this.
Oh,
and he says,
no.
Y'all are too radical. I said, well, you give me a radio show and I'll show you radical. They're not radical. But I don't think
the freedom message is radical. Do you guys?
The radical position that we should not just go around the world blowing people up and be the world's police officer, you know?
So but what you're saying is, Alma, I just want to be clear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Are you claiming that Free Talk Live is no longer on weekdays in Tallahassee?
No, it was not. They only put you on at 9 o'clock, and we got 1 hour that I might could talk to you. The rest of it was rerun.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we're still on there. We've been on weeknights. Oh, hold on, Alma. Weeknights in Tallahassee, we're on from 9 until midnight. And so you're getting all 3 hours of the weekday show every single night. You're not missing anything.
Yeah, but I can't. If I don't get on at 7, I don't get on the radio.
No, I understand. I mean, you can, obviously, it's more fun to call the show.
Ian, you're not on there. They took you off.
Okay, well, you're not being very clear, because first
okay.
I asked you
ask
if we were...
Ask me and I'll tell you.
Okay. Are we on from 9 p.m. to midnight on weekdays in Tallahassee?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'll have to check on that, because that's shocking to me. It still shows
all.
It on the... It still shows...
They took you off completely.
Okay. Well, we'll look into it, Alma. Thank you for the call. You can always listen online at freetalklive.com. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know it can be frustrating when that happens. I'm hoping she was maybe mistaken, because we used to be on Sundays. We used to be on 7 days a week in Tallahassee, but they pulled the show from Sundays. So something happened there, and I don't know, maybe it's some other show they had to put on or whatever. These things happen. Things change in the radio business. But I've never heard anything about us being off on weeknights, so I think she may be incorrect about that. I'm hoping she's incorrect about that. Tallahassee's a market we've been sort of on and off on over the years. This is actually our third radio station that we've been on in Tallahassee, WVFT out there. So hopefully she's incorrect, but I'll find out soon enough. Anyway, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Michael's in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Oh, hey, guys. Well, I was calling because I kind of wanted to call out something, I believe it's Mark said, on the 5th, which was that he thought that stupid people shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to the podcast, and I was kind of surprised that no one called to kind of dispute it, so I thought I could.
Okay, go right ahead.
I was hoping him or Cantwell might be here today, but since I listened to the podcast, I wasn't totally sure.
Yeah, it was Cantwell and I on the show, and we tend to whip each other up. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to ask why you would be in favor of allowing the government to put those kind of regulations in place and open up what I think might be a Pandora's box, where they end up just continuing to disallow others to vote until it's pretty much only their party.
Yeah, I see the argument on the other side, but the thing is no one's going to care whether I say this, and I always preface it with this claim has really bad historical precedent, right? Like, there was a time when governments gave out little tests to see whether people could vote, and they usually only gave them to black people, and no one could pass the tests, right? And if you go look at these tests online and you try to take one, you'll be like, I don't even know how to answer this. This question doesn't even have an answer.
So you would have been disqualified then?
What's that?
By that test.
Likely everybody who was given the test would have been disqualified. But what I said was I really think you should be able to tell me how many states are in the union. Tell me who the vice president is. Maybe identify who currently holds the office for which you are voting. Some relatively...
I'd be disqualified.
...easy, good civics questions. I mean, you don't want people to have IDs to vote either. I think that people are, way too many people with really bad opinions get to vote, and it bothers me.
But just because they may have some bad opinions on some things, does that mean they should be disqualified from having any kind of
honestly,
say?
Honestly, everybody should be disqualified from voting, frankly, because you shouldn't be
hang
able to
on,
tell
Michael,
other
people we
how
can,
to live.
We can bring you back here and continue the discussion, because I'm on your side on this. I think people should be allowed to vote if there's going to be a coercive system in place.
You'd like to vote
five
times.
Up here, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com.
Togethersave.com.
You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Coming up, the audio of the video that I posted a couple days ago over at freekeen.com of Kyle Tasker, a state representative who committed civil disobedience the other day in the state house inside the legislative office building, and it was pretty entertaining. I'll share that with you here in a moment, but we've actually got Michael on the line with us in Ithaca, and he's calling you out, Mark. He says that he's upset about you saying that stupid people shouldn't be able to vote. Those are your words, not mine. You do want to restrict the ability to vote to specific things. Like, you want them to know specific things, like who's the president and what are the 50 states, and you went through a
I'd like a little civic, like, I'd like you to be able to pass a citizenship test to be able to get sort of registered to vote.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that, and Michael is still with us, so we're going to get to him. But you've also heard about Bitcoin and perhaps blockchains as well. But what does it all mean for you? You can head to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March 28th and 29th. That's coming up here in just a matter of weeks. So go and get registered now over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. You'll get to see great keynote speakers like George Gilder, as well as Symbala Nair will be speaking there. He's He's IBM's architect of their blockchain technology. Plus, Bitcoiners like Jason King, Vitalik Buterin, and Charlie Shrem will be there, as well as many more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets there. March 28th and 29th, we'll look forward to seeing you, because Mark and I, we broadcast live from the event last year, and we will be there again this year. Plus, you can get a discount off your tickets. They're already affordable at $150, but you can knock $25 off by using code FTL. Plus, when you use code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com, another $25 goes to Sean's Outpost, a great Bitcoin-based charity operating in Florida, helping the homeless folks out there. TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And don't forget code FTL when you get registered for those tickets. Michael, you're back with us in Ithaca. Why is Mark wrong about his idea to restrict what he calls stupid people from voting?
I think he's wrong because everyone, as long as we're voting, everyone should be able to have a say in what's going on. If you can check the box on your own, you should be allowed to vote.
Now, first off, I don't believe anybody should be able to vote, right? Like, I think that the idea of voting on other people's lives and things that happen in them is ridiculous, that everybody's ignorant of what's going on in other people's lives. So you shouldn't be able to do that. But if we're going to have this institution of voting, let me walk you through it for a second. So there, everybody, in every arena, you have your geniuses, right? The people that are very good at doing this thing or that thing. So, and usually you identify them as the top 2% of whatever area. There are people who are, you know, the top 2% of sort of knowing about government, knowing about fiscal policy, knowing about the politicians. I don't even know if I fit in this top 2%, by the way. But there's, you know, these people are out there. They're geniuses when it comes to sort of knowing about the government. And I guess what bothers me is that somebody who I told the story on Wednesday, and I'll tell it again. One Liberty Forum, I was there decided to go into the spa and hang out in the jacuzzi. And a gal was there, who an older lady who worked at a local place for people with mental disabilities, and she was very proud to note that she took the folks with the mental disabilities to vote every single time there was a vote out, and she told them to vote Democrat.
Whoa!
And so for every I don't know how many people go in this van with this lady, but there are, let's call it 15. 15 people whose opinions are studied, who have paid attention to they read the papers, they know what's going on. Now, they may have different opinions as to how things go, but they have paid attention to the issues. 15 of them have their votes knocked out, made completely worthless by this van full of mentally disabled people that this lady is just bringing to the polls.
Well, that might be true, but I wonder how many votes have won based off of the 17.
Yeah, and also, I mean, are you presuming here, Mark, that stupid people won't vote Republican? I mean, that sounds pretty ridiculous.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that an intelligent person's vote, be it Democrat or Republican, is sort of canceled out by another person who has no business voting, frankly. They don't have business driving a car. You don't have business voting, unless you're perhaps old or something like that.
What if you just don't like to drive?
Right. You may not be able to drive. I'm talking about you are mentally not qualified to drive
According
a car.
According to you, you're mentally not qualified.
I don't qualify people to drive cars, yeah. Ian. I don't hand out
the government
licenses.
Does. Yeah. And so you want the government to decide who can vote. How do you figure on that, Mark? Who
the
comes up with the
currently
criteria?
Decides who votes.
Who comes up with the criteria as to who passes your little test? You think they're going to put you in charge?
They probably won't, but they do have a citizenship test, and I have advocated for a citizenship test to
so
be
how long do I have
people...
to spend in order to go vote? I mean, it's inconvenient
Hold on. You don't have to go vote, fill out the citizenship every time you vote, just when you register to vote.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
So if I get brain damaged later on, then I can still go vote? Is that right?
As long as you don't move from your home district.
Michael, do you want to say anything else to Mark on this?
The other part that I wanted to mention is the second you start to allow exceptions for voting like this, it's just another step into the direction to allow the government to stop more people from voting. Soon it'll be the libertarians, and then with the felons, and then the dumb people, then the libertarians, because, you know, they don't have the best interest of the state in mind. So obviously they shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, slippery slope argument there. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What do you think, Derek J., on Mark's viewpoint here?
It's tough because if I still believed in the state, then Mark's idea would be closer to the ideal. Like, I wouldn't want people who have no idea what's going on having any say of what the government should be doing. You know, that impacts my life, and it already bothers me that people vote my freedom away.
Sure.
So I would prefer, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that people who are more informed would make better decisions. And if you just don't have the ability to be informed, you shouldn't be making decisions for other people.
Yeah, but how do you determine who's informed?
That's a tough one. There are some measures of maybe, like, I really don't know.
I mean, if you go by Mark's requirements, then you're cutting a lot of people out. You cut me out. I'm fairly informed.
The government? No, I don't think you do.
You don't think I'm fairly informed?
No, I don't think that you'll be cut out. I think that.
Yeah, you said you have to identify who currently holds the office.
No, I was just listing off some things. What I said was I gave a criteria, and it's very firm. The government currently restricts people who cannot pass a citizenship test from voting because they restrict them from having citizenship. So people who are not citizens cannot vote. All I propose is if you happen to have been born on the geopolitical landmass known as the United States and somehow get citizenship, you know, with your birth papers, that you qualify in the same way that people who have chosen to live here.
Does that mean you have to swear an oath like a citizenship
I don't think
does?
You should have to swear oaths. I think that this country was founded by people who refused to swear oaths, so therefore...
But don't they make the people taking a citizenship... tests have to swear to be a U.S. citizen,
in
good
this,
little citizen, or something
I suspect,
like that?
Well, all I can tell you is in this state, you do not have to swear to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can affirm what you say is true,
yeah.
And that's what I do as a Quaker. I will not swear an oath.
I don't mean that. I mean like an oath to the state, like how a citizen is expected to have a duty of allegiance. You know, is that what you want them to do?
I find that a real problem. Any allegiance votes,
you got a problem with
oaths and that sort of thing.
The thing is, you're not going to write these requirements, Mark. And
I understand.
So you're pushing. Essentially, what you're doing is you're pushing for more government here.
Oh, now it's more government.
Yeah.
The fact that fewer people can vote is more government.
Yeah.
Well, it would be because you would need to have some executive body, right, who would come up with this test, and it would be different all over.
The test already exists.
Well, then you're going to be asking people to swear an oath of allegiance to the United States.
That's not part of the test. It's just a test to see whether or not you can swear an oath to the United States.
It's going to invent some kind of bureaucracy where they have to hand out these tests. They have to collect them. They have to ensure their
legitimacy. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's going
to
be
why would they have to do that?
Department.
I mean, currently...
To administer this.
Hold on. Currently, the INS has a stack of these tests someplace. All they'd have to do is print out a few more and then hand them out to
that's all they'll have to do, right? Because government just keeps themselves really small And when you ask the government to do something, they just really respect your request to stay real small, right?
Do you want
a
bus full of mentally challenged people voting?
I don't really care, Mark.
I know you don't.
855, 453.
Some people just want to watch the world
burn.
All
I care about is whether or not people cooperate with the government. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze-Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a controversial proposal from Mark here. He's saying that people with mental deficiencies, people who are uninformed as well, should not be allowed to vote. And well, I imagine there's going to be a lot of people on
his side. My proposal's changed a little bit. My proposal is currently that that everybody has to have passed a U.S. Citizenship exam at least once in order to be able to vote.
Well, but even if I don't pass that exam, they're still going to force me to pay their taxes, right?
People,
I really don't like the idea
who,
of being
who are
a citizen.
Here in this country, legally and illegally, who are not citizens still pay taxes. I really can't do anything about that.
Well, taxation without representation, isn't that one of the primary concepts behind the government in the United States?
Oh, it would horrify me if non-citizens went to Washington, D.C. and blew it up.
I'm sorry?
It would horrify me if non-citizens went to Washington, D.C. and blew it up.
You mean bombed Washington, D.C.?
I'm just saying. You said taxation without representation causes revolutions, right? Well, go ahead. Have a revolt.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, anyway, what you're arguing for here, Mark, is that, you know, in this system that we have, you think that there should be restrictions placed, serious restrictions placed on who can vote. And I think Derek Jay pointed out something that's important here. I touched on the idea that what you're proposing is calling for bigger government. You balked at that, and Derek Jay pointed out that they're likely going to have to create some kind of bureaucracy or hire more bureaucrats to administer these tests to people, and you just blew that off like it was nothing. Like, oh, we'll just hand out some extra tests, get some copies from the immigration department and just hand them out. Well, no. Here, when you go into the city clerk's office in New Hampshire to register to vote, there's an old lady who, at least here in Keene, there's a nice old lady who will take your information and she will fill out your form for you. So are you proposing that the bureaucrats administer the test to you verbally, or will you be allowed to take the test on your own, in which case you could then have a cheat sheet of some sort to get through the questions fairly easily?
The little old lady can keep an eye on you while you take the test.
Okay, so like a classroom, then. You want to have a room set up?
You can just sit in there with your number two pencil and fill it out. Mm-hmm. Surely it can't be that long. How many questions could this thing possibly be?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why don't you look it up?
She's getting like 20 an hour, meanwhile, and then she's got a backup person just in case, and, you know, she needs her own little office, her own little bathroom, and they just expand these government departments. Like, these bureaucracies, it's a rule. I mean, they just grow as big as they can.
How many people will the old lady be able to observe? Will it be 10, 20, 30? Maybe, because at some point there's going to be a pretty solid argument that she can't keep her eye on everybody. I mean, when I was in school, there was rampant cheating going on in certain classrooms that had as few as 20 people in them. So
you'll be asked up to 10 questions from a list of 100.
Up to 10. Okay.
10 whole questions. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the bureaucracy that would pile up behind
you. You can't imagine
questions.
It. Apparently, you're not even trying to. Derek J. and I have given you a few realistic examples of
maybe
what could possibly happen.
Maybe that if you exclude the most ignorant of people from voting, you won't have as large of a government, and this will be a shrinking of the government.
I doubt it. Because then, you know, one thing I just thought of is this lady could be corrupt. Right, she could just hand out pre-answered tests to her friends and then make sure that she changes the answers on people she doesn't like. I mean, maybe it's unlikely, but we see people in government cheating and committing fraud all the time, getting away with it.
Yeah, I think it's sad, Mark, when you trust the government to make the government better. I'm sorry.
The government already has restrictions on people voting, Ian. It's not like it's something new or different. Every single state has all kinds of restrictions.
And I think more people should be able to vote. I think I was actually in the state house the other day.
How many times do you think you should be able to vote?
Once.
What are you going to do to stop them? Because what you propose is no restrictions at all. You don't want people to even have to show an ID.
Yeah, they never
vote.
Show ID to vote.
Right. So, I mean, if you don't show ID, that means you can go to a few different polls and vote, right?
Well, if you're a dishonest person who's willing to risk felony charges, then I suppose you could do that.
How in the world are you going to get a felony charge when you haven't shown your ID anywhere? Prove I was there!
Well, no, they might have security cameras.
Right, you don't know. You just want to grow the size of government by letting people vote.
Is it a problem, Mark? Because right now in New Hampshire, we've got one of the smallest governments in the United States, and they let anybody vote just by signing a piece of paper.
The claim is that we have the most cheating on our voting, too, because it's the first in the nation. All I can tell you is that I have done an interview.
If there's the most cheating going on in New Hampshire, then, I mean, obviously correlation is not causation, but if you want to, you could correlate that to more cheating means lower, smaller government, because then New Hampshire has a very small government and compared to a lot of other states.
Most of the cheating goes on on the national election during the primaries, so it doesn't actually.
So you don't think they vote for state offices during those elections?
Not for primary. Well, they do for primary in the primaries, but the people who are going to win are usually the people going to win anyway. I mean, you're only voting for Democrats or Republicans. You pick your side, and then so.
Daryl's in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Yes, if you're talking about limitations on people who can vote, Texas in their constitution, which was written in 1836, I think, has a thing that flat out says an idiot may not vote.
Is it enforced?
I don't know, because the of course, you know, our term idiot now is their term idiot back then would have been somebody who did not have the mental capabilities to understand who they were voting for or why. Our term idiot today is a little bit more broad.
Okay. Anything else you want to share, Daryl?
That's about it.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I was in the state house the other day.
How about we only let the people who are in mental asylums vote?
That's ridiculous. You're not going to be in charge, and you're not going to be making rules like that. So
I'm not
going to
make
the
any
of,
rules at all.
Let's
what are
get
you
out of the
about?
Land of ridiculous nonsense fantasy. And that's the other thing. You are not going to be the one who writes any proposal to restrict mentally challenged people from voting or uninformed people from voting. I say if you're taxed, you should be able to vote. And that's why I was in the state house the other day when there was a proposal.
Now, excuse me.
Can I finish the damn sentence?
Well,
I was in the state house the other day when the proposal was to allow people who are 17 to vote in a primary, basically. I'm summarizing the proposal. But I think if you're 16 and 17, you should be able to vote. If you're paying taxes at a job, if you're paying taxes because you drive a car, then you should be able to vote on the people who decide those policies.
But
shouldn't you?
Let me ask ask you this. Are you talking about net taxes or just any taxes at all?
What does that mean, net
like,
taxes?
You get sales taxes, right? So like an 8-year-old, if he buys a pack of gum, should have a say over that.
Well, that's an interesting
right.
point.
So anybody who buys anything is going to pay some kind of tax to something.
Mm.
And so, I mean, at that point, you're like, well, my baby, my one-year-old isn't old enough to hold the pen, so I'll just do it for them. And he's a Republican, I can tell. Right? So, I mean, you know, hello, stupid idea. But my question is that, okay, so what if you pay $200 a year in taxes for bubble gum and, you know, the occasional filling up of the gas tank or something like that, but you receive $20,000 a year in sort of supplemental government handouts. Now, are you a taxpayer at that point, or are you a tax receiver? And are you claiming the people who are on are most vulnerable, which, by the way, are the people who live in asylums and ride in vans to the polling booth? Those are people who are net tax receivers. Are you saying that they shouldn't be able to vote because they don't pay taxes on a? Or are you just saying anybody who ever pays one penny of tax ever should be able to vote?
Well, I think generally the rule that if you pay taxes, you should be able to vote makes sense. But I see your point that obviously, you know, certain people who are very young probably don't qualify.
There's a lot of people, a lot of different ages. I wouldn't count Social Security in this, but people, for instance, receiving SSI or welfare payments or, you know, mothers and infants. And then, you know, also there's the earned income tax credit, head of household. A lot of people get welfare and don't realize it just by filling out their tax forms.
I think more kids should vote. Like, that makes sense to me that if an 8-year-old or whatever buys a pack of gum and pays the tax on it, yeah, why shouldn't he have the ability to vote? There's lots of adults who have the mental ability of a child.
You could argue
where did the taxation without representation thing really get, I mean, why is that an axiom, and why are you considering that to be of any validity? Just because some people were willing, used it as a motto and were willing to pick up guns and use it violently?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a stupid reason to use that as truth.
Well, whatever.
So
it's
we
a fine
it
idea.
Truism.
I mean, if you're being taxed, shouldn't you have a say on how those taxes are being spent? I mean, that makes sense to me. And I think that if you wanted to cut it off at the age of consent, then that would work. And in New Hampshire, that's 16.
I don't really care what age doesn't mean that much to me. I think it's silly when you're advocating for babies or something like that to be able to vote. But age means
nobody advocated
to me
for that.
I'm talking about people being able to show sort of a literacy about government.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean pass the 10 questions out of 100 questions that you might get in a citizenship exam. Because we tell people all the time they can't vote unless they pass this citizenship exam. Because they're not citizens. Why in the world is it that you're born in an arbitrary geographic area known as the United States, and you should just be able to vote even though you don't know any? You can't name how many states there are. You don't know who the vice president is.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. I'll take the small government side on this and allow more people to vote. Mark wants to restrict, which means he wants to control. And controlling people is expensive and costly. More coming up.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems.
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.